Mike Tagubin, hello, friend, and greetings once again in this wonderful, wonderful name of our Lord Jesus Christ. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth life, eternal life, unto the world. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He's the source of eternal life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst, Jesus said. And so, beloved, it's wonderful to know the Lord Jesus Christ, to have accepted him as Savior, to have put your faith and trust in him, and to have seen that he satisfies the hunger of the human spirit. He quenches the thirst of the human soul. Oh, beloved, how wonderful to know the true and the living God. Well, would you get your Bible, if you can, and turn with us again to the book of Romans, the sixth book in the New Testament, Romans chapter 5, and we're considering the benefits and the blessings of justification. Remember, the word justification means just as if I'd never sinned. And this becomes a reality when we put our faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, accepting him as Savior. The Bible tells us that God sends his Spirit into our spirit to do the work of salvation. John chapter 3, verse 6, that which is born of the flesh is flesh, that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. The Holy Spirit, marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again. That's what new birth is, beloved. It's a spiritual birth where we are given life, eternal life. Because the fact is, Ephesians chapter 2 tells us, we're all born dead, spiritually speaking, dead in trespasses and in sin. We're dead to God, but we're alive to sin. And the old sin nature is working within the life of every individual until they put their faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, and he liberates and delivers and sets us free from that old sin nature and makes us a new creation. 2 Corinthians 5:17 tells us we become a new person in Christ Jesus. And it's in our spirit that this change transpires and takes place. It's in our spirit that we become a new person, which in turn changes our identity. Before we accept Christ as Savior, we're sinners, lost under the control and dominion of Satan and sin, on our way to a Christless eternity, hopeless and without hope. But when we believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, oh, everything changes, beloved, and we become a different person on the inside, in our spirit, and the Holy Spirit moves into our spirit, and he justifies us, cleanses us from sin with the blood of Christ, makes us a new person. And this becomes a reality simply by our acknowledging we're a sinner, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Our crying out to the Lord God to be merciful to us, a sinner, to cleanse us from our sin, acknowledging that we believe that Christ died for our sin, that he was buried, and that he arose from the grave, victor over death, hell, and the grave. And we ask him to come into our spirit, to come into our life, and he sends his Holy Spirit. Romans 8:9, the Spirit of Christ moves into our spirit to do the work of salvation and makes us a new creation. 2 Corinthians 5:17. And so, beloved, we are thus justified, declared righteous, pure, clean, holy, and just, without sin, in our spirit. But, oh, beloved, as we're going to see in later studies, in our flesh is indwelling sin. And we're going to have a battle with sin as long as we indwell these bodies of death, as Paul calls our physical bodies, the body of death, and the soul becomes the battlefield. That's where the struggle occurs between the indwelling Holy Spirit and indwelling sin that indwells our fleshly body. And we're going to study about that in Romans chapter 7 when we get there. But now let's look at Romans chapter 5. Therefore, being justified by faith, and it's faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. How wonderful is that peace that God gives us, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand. Yes, beloved, we stand, and having done all to stand in the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. It's by God's grace that we stand against the principalities, powers of darkness, forces of evil, spiritual wickedness in the heavenlies, Satan and all of his demons. It's by God's grace that we can have victory over them. It's by God's grace that we can live in victory. It's by God's grace that we are delivered from the power and dominion of sin. It's by God's grace wherein we stand. And that's wonderful, to stand in grace and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. We rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And here we see again, hope is one of the benefits that comes through justification. Hope in the glory of God. That is what we hope for in the future, and what we look forward to in the future. Oh, beloved, how many have no hope in this world? How many are lost and in sin and have no hope and are without Christ, lost and on their road to a Christless eternity? And if Christ had not risen from the dead, did you know that we would have no hope either? If you would hold your place here and turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 5, or chapter 15 rather, and verse 19. Yet in the church, chapter 15 and verse 19, in this life only, if in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men most miserable. But now is Christ risen from the dead and become the firstfruits of them that slept. Now, Paul's talking about the resurrection here in this passage of Scripture, and how that we, through the glorious resurrection of Jesus Christ, have hope not only in this life, but in the life to come, in eternity. And so, beloved, the blessed privilege of hope that is ours through justification. In Romans chapter 8 and verse 24, let me read that to you. Romans chapter 8 and verse 24. For we are saved by hope. But hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man seeth, why doth he yet hope for? But if we hope for that we see not, then do we with patience wait for it. Yes, beloved, we learn patience also as we hope for the future and what God has promised us in the future. Did you ever promise one of your children something and they were hoping you would keep your promise? They were hoping that you would do what you said you would do? Oh, yes, we've all experienced hope, haven't we? Hope for something that has been promised. And, beloved, God has given us many wonderful promises that we, by hope and faith, accept and look forward to. Yes, indeed. So hope that maketh not ashamed. And we hope for that which is not seen. that which we do not yet have. Hope for a new home. For Jesus said in John 14:1, let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, many dwelling places. But he said, I go and prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Thus, we hope for the future. We have hope for what is in store in the days ahead. But, beloved, the sinner has no hope for eternity. Hell and the lake of fire is a reality, and that's what awaits those who die in their sin and do not put their faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. They are without hope in this present world as well as in the world to come, because without the Lord Jesus Christ, there is no hope for the future. In Ephesians chapter 2, verse 11 and 12, we read, wherefore remember that being in time past Gentiles in the flesh, who are called uncircumcised by that which is called the circumcision in the flesh made by hands, speaking of Israel and Gentiles. Remember, everybody on earth is in one of two categories. You're either a Jew or a Gentile. You're either an Israelite or you're a Gentile. And so we Gentiles had no hope, that at that time ye were without hope and without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. But now, in Christ Jesus, ye who sometimes were far off are made nigh by the blood of Christ. Yes, we're drawn to the Lord Jesus Christ, and we have hope for the fulfillment of the covenants that God made not only to Israel, but to Abraham, that he said his descendants would be blessed through him. And it's through Abraham's descendants that Jesus Christ came, and that's through Christ that we too have hope regarding the future. And so we see this blessed hope that is ours in Christ Jesus, not only for this world, but in that which is to come. The lost are without hope, but in Christ Jesus we have a hope for eternal life with the Lord. Till next time, goodbye.